Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, the 9th of May. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Abemus Papam.
New Pope to lead Mass for Cardinals in Vatican today, and Gardaí carry out major crackdown on organised crime in Dublin. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, for the first time, an American has been elected as Pope. Robert Prevost is now known as Leo XIV. The 69-year-old will lead more than 1.4 billion people as head of the Catholic Church. Addressing the tens of thousands who gathered in the Vatican last night, he called for unity and peace.
Help us. You must also help us and help one another to build bridges. Build bridges through dialogue, through meetings. And we all must be a single peoples, always living in peace.
The president and political leaders have sent their congratulations to the new pope. Michael D. Higgins described it as an immensely significant moment for all those of faith and goodwill around the world who look to the papacy for spiritual guidance, moral clarity and global leadership. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says he hopes the groundswell of best wishes towards the Pope will give him strength and support. And Taoiseach Simon Harris described it as a momentous occasion for Pope Leo XIV and for millions of Catholics across the world who now look to him for guidance, leadership and inspiration. Professor of Theology Father Francesco Giordano has met the new pontiff.
He's had a long experience here in Rome. He was the prefect of the Congregation of Bishops, so he knows the worldwide bishops. It's the first U.S. pope. I'm speechless for this, really. I couldn't believe that.
And Fermanagh priest Father Brian Darcy says Pope Leo likes a bit of a sing-song.
We'll have to give him a chance. As far as I know, he's a man who mixes well with people, is a good listener. He likes a sing-song every now and again. He's not a standoffish man, and I hope that he continues to be like that, though it's very difficult to be like that in Rome.
To other news now, and a pump-action shotgun, drugs and motorbikes have been seized as part of a major crackdown on organised crime in Dublin. A series of raids have been carried out following an attack involving a pipe bomb attached to a drone. News Talk's Tara Duggan reports.
Late last Sunday night, a drone crashed into a house in the Glenties Park area of Finglas, sparking a security alert. It was found to have a pipe bomb attached to it and was intended to target the home of a known criminal by dropping the explosive device mid-flight. However, the drone malfunctioned and landed in the garden of an innocent family. That led to an investigation by Gardaí. Yesterday, officers carried out follow-up searches at eight locations in Finglas, Blanchardstown and Cabra in Dublin, involving the Emergency Response Unit, Garda Air Support and the Garda Dog Unit. A pump-action shotgun, 26 rounds of ammunition, four motorcycles, cannabis worth €10,000, heroin worth over €4,000, a tracking device and phones and other technology have all been seized as evidence.
Negotiations between the US and China are to be stepped up as both sides try and hammer out a deal over tariffs. It follows an agreement between the US and UK, which saw President Trump remove tariffs on British steel and aluminium and cut the rate for car exports to the US from 27.5% to 10%. In return, the UK government says it's removing the tariff on ethanol for US goods and agreed reciprocal market access on beef. Donald Trump insists a deal will also be done with China.
You know, they very much want to make a deal. We can all play games. Who made the first call? Who didn't make the... It doesn't matter. It only matters what happens in that room. But I will tell you that China very much wants to make a deal. We'll see how that works out.
Meanwhile, the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the deal agreed with the US was one that would protect the livelihoods of thousands of people.
And that is a deal that will protect British businesses and save thousands of jobs in Britain. Really important, skilled, well-paid jobs. It will remove tariffs on British steel and aluminium, reducing them to zero.
The role of artificial intelligence in the public service is set to dominate the annual conference of the Association of Higher Civil and Public Servants today. Nearly 200 delegates are gathering in Portlaoise, where a number of other key issues are also up for discussion. General Secretary of the Association, Kieran Rowan, says while they welcome the government's guidelines on the use of AI, there are concerns too.
The government has just released the guidelines on AI. We would, broadly speaking, welcome the guidelines, but that there is a commitment to having human oversight over decision-making and that there's a provision for training as well. On the other hand, then, we have concerns around possible role displacement and that the fact that there's no mandatory AI assessment impacts.
In entertainment news, a man charged with stalking Jennifer Aniston has appeared in court, shirtless and wrapped in a blanket. 48-year-old Jimmy Wayne Carwile is accused of sending the Friends star unwanted messages, voicemail and emails for 2 years. He then allegedly crashed his car into her gate on Monday. A judge has ordered he must go through a mental health court to determine whether he's competent to face felony charges. And in sport, in soccer, Shelburne will bid to end a 5-game run without a win in the SSC Airtricity Men's Premier Division tonight. The defending champions host St Pat's in a Dublin derby at Tolka Park. The top two meet in Talla, with leaders Drogheda United away to Shamrock Rovers. It's a tale of two cities at Turner's Cross, with Cork at home to Derry. And John Coleman takes charge of Waterford for the first time as Galway United make the trip to the RSC. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.